I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. More than a quarter of a million people have fled their homes in eastern Congo since a conflict reignited there in August. The fighting has subsided for the moment, but the humanitarian situation there remains catastrophic. The UN Secretary General has called on the Security Council to authorize more peacekeeping troops, and advocates are calling on the United States to do more to calm the crisis. The World's Jeb Sharp has the latest.
For many, the crisis in eastern Congo is distant and confusing. But for those who've seen it up close, there's no turning away. Tony Gambino is a former USAID official who first went to Congo as a Peace Corps volunteer 30 years ago. He's worried about the 250,000 newly displaced in eastern Congo, especially those out of reach of humanitarian aid convoys.
When you're cut off from relief and you are displaced, weak people start to die. That means young children, that means old men and women, and that is what the civilian population of the Congo faces right now.
Gambino says civilians caught up in the conflict also face epidemic levels of sexual violence. He says the failure to protect them is agonizing to witness.
We have had reports for the last 7 or 8 years. We have had senior UN officials and others go in and call it the worst sexual violence in the world, yet we have had no effective action taken against this regular preying on girls, sometimes infants, and old women, sometimes 80 years old.
Gambino says the most urgent requirement is to send additional peacekeeping troops to eastern Congo to protect civilians and stabilize the situation. The UN Security Council is considering a request for more troops. Gambino says diplomats there need to move faster, even if they are struggling with tough issues.
There are very difficult questions about what will the precise mission be? What will these forces do exactly? How will they relate to the renegade forces of General Nkunda? How will they relate to other militias? These are not easy questions, but rather than saying, let us debate them at a leisurely pace over a period of weeks, my view is let's get the best answers we can right now and get an approval and move forward.
The Security Council is not expected to act until at least next week. As for the United States, the Bush administration is engaged in the issue. It sent its top diplomat for Africa to Nairobi for a summit on the crisis last week. But Colin Thomas Jensen of the anti-genocide organization The Enough Project says the United States has done too little, too late.
This fighting, as I said, has been going on since August, and it was only when it had reached the point of almost no return that we saw the type of diplomatic engagement that one might expect. I think what has to happen in the waning days of the Bush administration, if they're serious about a peace in Congo, is a much more high-level diplomatic effort.
It's an awkward time, though, with the presidential transition underway and the global economic crisis dwarfing almost every other concern right now. At the least, advocates are hoping that incoming President Barack Obama can revitalize U.S. efforts in Congo. He's known for strong rhetoric on humanitarian intervention in Africa. He also sponsored a major piece of legislation on Congo in the Senate. Colin Thomas Jensen hopes President-elect Obama will launch a truly multilateral effort.
Until now, particularly in places like Sudan and Somalia, and to some extent Congo, the Bush administration's very much acted on its own, trying to impose a unilateral diplomacy with the parties to try to push them toward a deal. I think we need to recognize that these very difficult, very complicated problems, crises, require a multilateral peace-building effort.
In this latest crisis, the United States has deferred to European leadership on Congo. The European Union has ruled out sending forces of its own, but British Prime Minister Gordon Brown said today he supports the UN plan to add an additional 3,000 troops to the Congo peacekeeping force. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.
You can read more about the war in Congo at theworld.org. Trace the conflict and its roots using maps on our website as well.